Hi, I'm Joe. I'm here with our Egyptologist, Isabel, and our Egyptian gallery explorers. They're going to help us figure out what's inside these boxes on the floor. Look at the open box. What do you see inside?
I see blue dolls that kind of look like pharaohs.
These small figures are called shaptis.
And they represent the person who was dead, the mummy.
And they are actually substitute figurines. And they hold in their hands little hoes for agricultural work.
Agriculture means the growing of crops.
So they were meant to actually work in the afterlife. The Egyptians believed that they would be called upon to do agricultural work. So the figures could do this work for them. But it was not that they didn't want to do the work. They wanted to make sure that this work is done.
How many do you think there are?
365!
Why do you think there are 365 in the boxes? What do you think it signifies?
That's how many days are in a year.
And they thought one would go for each day.
Exactly. Ideally, there were 365 shaptis, one for each day of the year. There are so many shaptis altogether that they couldn't fit in one box. And the clothes box here also has shaptis inside. The shaptis would magically come alive and work in the place of a dead person. And to be extra sure, there are even additional supervisor shaptis to make sure everything was done right. But how did the shaptis work?
Often the shaptis had a magical spell written on them, parts of which sounded like this. Oh, this shapti, if I'm called to grow food in the fields, to water the crops, to carry sand from east to west, here I am, you shall say.
Even the color of the shaptis is important. To hear why, press play now.